This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are here with another happy hour. Just as a precaution, as you typically know, we're not being sponsored by anything. If we were to mention a specific company or a product, we're not necessarily being sponsored by them. Who knows, things can change in the future, but you know, just a heads up. A, B, we are in a happy hour segment. So yes, oftentimes we do partake in adult beverages. And if you happen to be partaking with us, then we would say do it responsibly, take care of yourself, and make sure you follow what you need to follow. So do what you need to, meaning be careful. With a very serious face.
That sounds very threatening.
I know,
okay.
Right? That's the nanny in me. Annie, are you partaking of things?
I am.
What are you partaking?
I kind of made like a mulled wine situation. I'm so cold. I think you can like hear it.
I can't.
It's not that cold here.
It's not. But I
drank a lot of water before this, though. I think the water chilled me.
I was cold today, too. I haven't used my heated blanket in a minute, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I need it.
Yeah. I've got like, my get up is very funny. It's very comical. I kind of wish you could see it, listeners, but I've got a whole thing going.
Like, I'm looking at you and I see, do you have a down jacket?
I do.
Instead of your typical hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I've got like very warm, fuzzy pants and then this like fancy warm shoes. I call them fancy just because I know I only wear them for special occasions. They're actually probably really cheap, but they feel fancy to me.
Hey, and that's fancy. And you be fancy if you want to be.
Thank you.
That's right. I am being very, very, very unproductive. So because I'm unproductive, I'm like, I shouldn't be drinking anything that makes me sleepy, which is all alcohols nowadays. So I am sticking with my diet drink. And don't come at me about diet drinks. Look, I like it. Leave me alone. anyway, but yes, it's caffeinated. That's what I need in my life today. I had actually a cup and a half of coffee, which is not typical for me. I only drink one cup.
Living on the wild side.
Today I need it. I'm telling you, you already know, I'm a bad procrastinator in general. But overall, like some days I just can't. And then today's just one of those, I just can't. Like, I can't focus on anything. Nothing is making sense. Everything is, like, going over my head. Sentences are not forming. So, I think you can already tell by this episode where we're going. And it's all out of whack. But essentially, what I thought we would do today, instead of doing a bitch and wine, because I don't necessarily have a wine, and we don't always have to bitch, I thought we'd do a check-in. Because I think we need to do more of those. I know we do those every now and again. About every 6 months, we think about checking in. I think we need to do more, Annie. Because January was weird. And today is February 1st, 2024, everybody. Just in case you were wondering. It is the 1st of February, and it is a leap year.
We
do get one extra day. However, for some odd reason, January just felt so long. So long. So with that, Annie, how are you? As she drinks some of her malt
wine. I feel
wine.
Like this is like what happened with Elmo on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what the inspiration was, because that did not go well.
No.
But also went well. Like the two things were like, okay.
It seemed like it was cathartic for some
For
people.
Some, yes.
Yeah. I think that January... For me, it felt very long, but also very short. And I have been trying to get some things done that I've put off for so long, and they keep getting pushed, which is mostly my fault. But the month just kind of kicked my ass, to be honest. And I had my mom... called me a couple days ago, and she called me at like 11 p.m. and then she called me at 8 a.m. And if you're like a millennial or anybody, you're okay, that means
Panic.
Someone's died.
Yeah.
This is the end.
Something bad's happened.
I talked to her last night. It turns out she thought I had died because she couldn't get a hold of me. And now I feel terrible.
Oh no.
Yeah. She was like, give me Samantha's number. I need someone else.
I was just thinking, like, who can she contact to make sure you're okay? It should be me.
I know. But I felt so bad because I didn't realize how much time had passed since I'd last talked to her. It was Christmas.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Still just not that long ago.
Yeah.
But in
I
my
know.
Head. In
but
my
like,
head.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I've just feel like I've been so busy. I feel like all of the work stuff and the stuff I kind of complained about, talked about in my last happy hour of like hobbies that I love doing, but are just a lot of time. It feels like I'm trying to control a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff is out of my control. And,
That is a problem. When you know that you can handle it yourself if you're doing it, but if it's not something that you can control.
Yeah. And I had a hangout recently with some friends where I was just like, I realized, okay, you're really anxious. You are really anxious. Like I could just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am.
No, that's fair.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I feel the same way. I actually had a birthday dinner over the weekend with some friends, people that I've known for a long while, a few people that I just met maybe, but like for the most part, I know them pretty well, but we're not close. And I think I've told you this before and I've told other people, like I've come to the point that I have become so awkward that I apologize beforehand because I'm pretty sure I'm going to say something awkward or I'm going to do something awkward or be really abrupt because I'm like, I'm done. And I'll walk away, which also I accidentally have been hanging up on so many people. I don't do the phone much, but when I say bye, I'm like bye and just hang up. But then like yeah. I realize every time I've done that thus far, and I think it's mainly been with my family, they're saying something extra, but I've already hung up. And yeah. I'm like, whoa. And I feel bad about that, but I'm like, but we said bye. But this is that level of awkward that I am. Like, I don't talk on the phone for this very reason because I hate doing this. And I'm like, what? Also put to the fact that I think my phone speaker is a little out of whack. So I have to put it on speakerphone. I can't do it just from like being in a private conversation because my mic is off, I guess, somewhere. And I'm not paying for any phone anytime soon. But I was just like, huh, I've gotten worse about this situation. But with the friends, you know, like trying to get together with people. And if you don't already know me, which is almost expected now, if you've hung out with me in the last year at all, then you know me well enough to know that she's going to say something not necessarily offensive, but a little awkward or just abrupt. Is this going to be like, I just completely change subjects out of nowhere or think of something like pull it from my mind thinking that we've been having this conversation when we haven't type of level. Because apparently all I do is talk to myself. So in the story. So like I realized I do this a lot. And so when I was sitting with this group of friends, already it's awkward because it's at a restaurant, a public restaurant. You're at a table that's long. So you see everyone, but you're not sitting by the people who you know the best or who you typically would talk with or can talk with easily. So you're already arranged at a different location. I already have it in my head that the people next to me don't necessarily want to talk to me, and we are not close in general. So all of those things in play, I'm just sitting there like awkwardly staring at the menu doing my one-liners, which are typically kind of funny or awkward, which is my theme in life. And we just move on and sit in silence like that. But yeah, that's essentially how that evening went. I think now maybe it's just because I was in a better place or I'm less anxious or less emotional. Sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm always in turmoil. I just accepted it.
Embraced it.
And then I came home like, I did it. That was the end of that interaction. Like, there's so much of that. And I think, like, I've always been pretty intense. Like, people get really intimidated by me to the point that I've had people be like, okay, you need to stop getting into these deep conversations with people because people get nervous when they come back around because they're afraid that you're going to ask them something and then they're going to open up the floodgates and be like, why the hell did I just tell you that? Which happened a lot. Like, I would have these conversations with people and in the conversations they're like, I'm not sure why I'm talking to you about this. And I'm like, well, because I asked. And if you ask me, if you tell me something that's like when I say, how are you? And then people will be like, oh, I'm good. I'm like, oh, yeah, what you been up to? And then it leads into this, to this, to this. Then it always goes down the track of whatever you might have been dealing with. One time I was like, if you, and especially if you say, eh, and I'm like, oh, no, what's the matter? What's happening? Like, I will ask, and I truly want to know. And it gets a little intense for some people, and I get that, and I get that, and I try to hold back as much as possible. What's funny, though, is that my first question with people who know me really well, and I say, how are you? They all know I'm not asking for a, eh, fine, how are you? Like, I'm truly asking what it is. And I think I told y'all that I'm on Signal with a couple of my friends who I don't talk to often. And we've talked more and more because we have this chain. And I just did a check-in. I was like, hey, checking in to see how y'all are doing. And the response to for my friends was like, you always ask how we're doing, but never say anything about how or what you're doing. Suspicious. Why do you want this information? How are you planning to use it? And I know that sounds really mean, but it's very much like ragging me because I don't necessarily immediately respond. And typically, because when I start asking you a question, I will continue to ask questions because I am honestly interested. I want to know. I want to see how things are going. And then by that end of that conversation, either that other person hasn't thought to ask because they're so caught up in whatever they're telling me or caught up in thinking about whatever they were telling me, or time is ended and I have to move on. Like I've either left because I'm like, I don't stay for a long time anyway. I'm like, bye. Or you got sidetracked by another conversation or something like that. Or the reason the conversation ended is because you had to do something. And it's very true. And a lot of people, and my response too, is because nothing big is happening, I really don't feel like I have anything to tell. I feel like my life is so boring. And I could tell you some silly stories of things I'm dealing with, but in comparison to everything else, it's not that big of a deal. So I don't think I have anything to contribute. So there's all these things that happen when I'm with a bunch of people that I'm like, I have to figure out a balance. I'm not doing well with that. And every time I interact with people, I realize how unbalanced these activities or my conversations really are. And I'm trying to figure out, like, is there a way to really stop that?
I don't know. I had a similar thing because I was like, the voice in my head was saying, don't say anything. Don't say anything. You're just going to embarrass yourself. Just listen. That's the best thing to do. But I was so in my head about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. And I was just like clearly fidgeting and anxious. And I don't know. These are like good friends of mine. I was just something about it. I think because of COVID, a lot of us are still kind of like trying to get used to, okay, with people again. And I think that balance of, because I also, on the flip side, if I'm having a different type of anxiety, I can't handle silences very well. So I'll just be like, you know, this horrible thing happened to me a couple years ago. And maybe nobody wants to hear about that horrible thing that happened to you.
Tell you in the opposite direction.
I do both. Sometimes I'm like, I will say nothing about myself. And other times I'm like, I'll tell you literally everything. You want to know.
Like, let me trauma dump, as they say. Yeah. You know, and just again, and we're talking about COVID. Actually, found out someone that I just recently saw, family member, has COVID. Hey, y'all, COVID's still happening. Just a reminder, please still wear masks if you can, because people are still dying. Downer here. Check in. Yeah, but the fact that it's still absolutely happening and we're not talking about it as much, we know it's an endemic. We know it's going to be here for the remainder, and I'm not saying that, you know, whatever, whatnot, but we can't ignore the fact that it still exists. It's still causing a lot of harm. Just a reminder. With that, yeah, I am coming back to the fact that interacting with people can also carry germs. So many germs.
Yeah. true.
And we need to be really, really cautious.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Again, yeah, as you alluded, it's election year. We have so much to do. We do want to come back because I know when I started, actually, I guess that's about right because it was about 5 years in, we had a lot of conversations about voting and women voting and the marginalized community voting and what that looks like and what we need to be paying attention to and misinformation. We want to come back to that again as well because we think it's really important as a part of the check-in and what we talk about with intersectional feminism, what's happening around the world, again, that the U.S. is committing war crimes and it makes us sick and we do need to face that and have that conversation often. The fact that we in the U.S. are watching, are noted that at least 65,000 people who have been raped and been made to carry a pregnancy to the full term against their will with no help. That people who are pregnant have been penalized when they've had miscarriages, that we've had seen so many cases that are happening right now. People who are pregnant who are in danger with their pregnancy not being able to get the treatment they need that is life-saving. That is still happening, and we have to have that deeper conversation as well. With that, we also encourage you, our listener, to make sure you are taking care of yourself, drinking the water that you need, but not too much, because apparently if you take too much, it poisons you as well. So, Annie, be careful.
It takes a lot. I've looked into this.
Still,
because I've gotten concerns about it before.
I've met people who would drink gallons upon gallons of water, and I'm like, just because of their own anxiety, that's what they do, is taking and I get it, because when liquid is near me, that's what I want to do, is just drink it all.
Me too.
But I was like, so y'all be careful. Like, it's good for you, but just be careful. Just saying. As well as, take care of yourself. Give yourself time to read if you want. Maybe don't do as much TikTok. Because, man, that stuff could mess you up, too. social media can really mess you up. So be careful with that. I mean, someone tell the Nicki Minaj, stop it. I'm just kidding. Have you heard this beef at all?
No.
It's not cute. There's a whole beef going on between some women rappers. And this doesn't have to be. Let's just be friends. I'm just kidding.
Social media is a hot mess. I tell you, I'm like, Elmo's guy? What?
Elmo's sad. Y'all made Elmo sad. I'm just kidding. I'm sad too, Elmo. Help us out.
Wow.
Get your favorite snack. Indulge every now and again. If you love dancing, go dance a little bit. Do your thing. Annie, I hope you can remember what it is to love your activity without feeling like it's a chore.
Thank you.
We'll make that happen.
I did play The Last of Us 2 Remastered.
How did that go? You love it?
Excellent.
Did you cry?
Well, I didn't play the story.
Oh, you didn't.
But it has two new features. One is the lost level. Well, it has a couple new features, but the two main ones are like one is the lost levels where you get to play levels they deleted from the final game. That was cool.
Yeah.
And then they have one that's essentially just like random encounters. So it'll be like Ellie and Dina have to fight through this thing. And then it's sort of tiered and you get like different costumes and items at the end. And it's like, it's going to take me forever. I can see why people are spending hours and hours and hours.
Well, that's amazing because now you're going to discover so many new things.
I know. That's how they get you though.
But at least it's worth it. If it was just like a little bit and just like they changed the digital scaling. Yeah. There you go.
They did add the haptics, which is what, so it, you can like feel the fog and the rain.
Ooh,
it's really cool.
Okay. I have to come back and check in on that. Okay. Yeah. Check in on that. Also, we will also check in on the possible bill that lawmakers have introduced about the non-consensual AI porn because of the stuff that came out with Taylor Swift, which I find interesting. And as many have stated, would have been nice for this to have happened a long time ago when it hurt regular people, regular victims. But it took to being Taylor Swift, which, you know, we love Taylor Swift here for the most part. You know, she's got some great songs. We are supporters. You go watch that football game, girl. But the fact that it took to this point, but at least something, maybe, hopefully it won't be one of those things like the COSA thing or any of that, which is obviously a front for government control. Wow, I sound like a conspiracy theorist saying that. But it's not wrong.
No.
FYI, I was a guest on Margaret Kiljoy, our friend of the show, who we need to have back on. She's like, yes, let's get me back on. Who, again, she did the tabletop gaming, and I want to hear about that. I kind of wanted her to let us know what this is about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was on her show for two episodes about some badass women, both in Germany and in California, who fought against the system for their anti-abortion laws and did some amazing networking things. Y'all, really cool that I didn't know about. You should go check out those episodes if you get a chance. Very fun.
Yes. Yes. Are they out yet? Do you know?
Yes, they are out now. They just came out this week. Again, the 1st of February, I guess.
Your favorite month.
Yes. Yeah, I remember. I cannot say. Did you just realize? Are you making fun of the way I'm saying this again, Annie?
No, I just know you've said it several times.
It's a really difficult
word. You don't
word.
Like February.
Because it doesn't make sense. Why is that R there? February. Anyway,
that's the mystery. That's the mystery. We also have a listener mail coming up. We have one on an update on online dating. If anybody wants to send anything in about that, but it also has similar issues with the AI thing. And also, I didn't get to talk about it today, but I have a very long and funny / sad / annoying saga of my toilet trying to get fixed.
So you finally called him.
yes, but Samantha tells me this is a trope in K-dramas, but I've had some issues with this toilet getting fixed. And I think we'll just have to have an update about that specifically.
K-dramas love their toilet humor. I don't know what it is about Koreans that love their toilet. Like, they love the toilet humor.
I'll have to say it's quite comical, as annoyed as I am by it. But it's happening now. As we speak, I'm trying to get it fixed.
Oh, no.
But listeners, in the meantime, we hope that you are well. If you would like to let us know,
check in.
We can be your Elmo. You can let us know.
Yeah, I'll be your Elmo.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what that's about, you can look it up. But, yeah, let us know what's going on, what you want to hear more of, anything like that. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph I've Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you. How are you?
Yes. How are you? We're trying to hang out IRL as well. We'll see. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.